Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joe Tankersley is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, former writer, producer for Walt Disney, author of Reimagining Our Futures. He's a real, live, recognized, authentic futurist, folks. He's the real deal, and he's here to talk to us about how you and I can become the futurists for our own business by using foresight, the tool of foresight, the idea, the concept of foresight, where we bring in other people to help us to connect the dots, right, Joe? And it really is kind of a connecting the dot things. When I think of implications for the future of the company, we can't see the future of our company unless we look at the implications that are around us, the things that are actually here, and how they're coalescing, how they're moving toward or away from each other, those implications like market forces, like interest rates, like customer attitudes, like trade deals, those are all implications that tell us about, that help us to see foresight for where our company is going to, what's going to be happening to our company in a year or five. What do you think?
Absolutely. In fact, connecting the dots is really what it's all about. I call it, you know, being able to see patterns. I do work with a corporation as a client. You know, come in, get a group together, teach them how to do some deeper scanning of trends, send them off to do that, and then when they come back and share what they've learned, what's important are not the individual trends, but it's the common themes that you find across all of those trends. And when they start talking, that's when those trends, those common themes emerge, and then suddenly you've got a much better basis for making some of the decisions,
right?
Because you have to make guesses. Yeah.
Well, so if you're trying to decide, for example, how to buy vehicles for the future for your delivery service or whatever, you know, you need to be talking to people in your organization who know about fuels, alternative fuels maybe, and routes and highways and the plans of the state for where the roads are going to be or whatever. I'm being a little facetious here, but those are all the different pieces of the puzzle. And as you look at all those and as you get that information from other people and discuss it with them, certain things will pop up as common denominators among those, won't there? And those common denominators, those coalesce into the future, don't they?
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of the foresight work, is to get the insights around where the big sort of shifts are coming and where the potential big disruptions might be. And once again, it's really learning about having anticipatory skills. How do you anticipate what might happen? It's a little bit like if you've ever been a surfer, and I'm not a good one, I'm a pretty bad one, but if, you know, that's what a surfer learns how to do, is how do you anticipate where that wave is going to break and
right.
when it's going to come. And, mm-hmm. and that's what we're trying to do by giving people some basic foresight skills. And it really is interesting to watch how it shifts the conversation. Because what happens is people then begin to pick up more, and they see more things, and they share those. And that shifts a little bit of the conversation from how do we get through next week to, hey, let's talk occasionally about the next 5 years. And every now and then, let's be crazy and talk 10 years out and what we want to do.
Right. So. Well, and the thing about it is when you start this process, and I'm encouraging people, Joe, to not expect this to be pretty and not to expect it to be elegant. It's going to be – when you start the process – the more you exercise this foresight process, the more elegant it will become, and you'll start to see the lights coming on in the eyes of your people. They'll start thinking, as they do their job, they'll start thinking more about not just executing, but having a little foresight. And what I think, there's one thing here, and it's a very simple term that I really try to help people think about, Joe, a lot, you'll start seeing your people, and hopefully you will too, pay attention. Isn't that a big part about foresight? Pay attention to what's going on around you. Don't be obtuse about the forces, the things that are happening around you. What do you think?
Absolutely. Our day-to-day work makes it difficult sometimes for us to be curious beyond a very small box. And the other thing for me, whenever I start one of these kinds of projects, is the first phase one is really we talk about the future, but what we're really doing is, hey, this is what's going on today. And that's the first step. And it's amazing how many people who are well-informed about a particular subject know very little about the rest of the world. And how can you be in business and not be curious about what's going on outside your environment?
Mm-hmm. So, and having this kind of conversations with your people, here's another little, it's a little bit of a intangible that happens. When you have these conversations with your key people, it connects them to you. It makes them less likely to be poached. If you've created this kind of inclusion, an inclusive conversation, narrative with these people, they're less likely to leave you because somebody just waved a couple of bucks in their eye in front of their nose. What do you think, Jim? I mean, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, the goal is if you can have a shared vision for the future of the company and you have some input into at least why, you know, what were some of the things that made us decide that was the right direction, then you do have people who are much more interested in trying to create change, particularly,
right,
as opposed to what happens when people are in the dark.
Folks, the Chinese have an old saying, may you live in interesting times, a curse. It's actually a curse. And we've been living this for a while now, and we come back. I want to get Joe to help us have foresight and run our business as a CEO in this curse, in these interesting times. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.